Yesterday, we dealt with the three machlokes in here on Daf Yud, three Taisisin. Taisis, Taifis Labachayv, is a machlokes Rashi in Taisis. If Shlichus helps in a place where picking something up, L'chaveray, L'chaveray, if you make him a Shliach, is that any better? Second inyan was the inyan we discussed with Taisis Yachael, the Ritva. If a kinyan helps, that a payal shouldn't be able to be chayzabai. And the last thing we discussed at the end of Shir was Taisis Dibra Maskel Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the machlaikis between Taisis and the Ramban. What was the machlaikis? This was the machlaikis lahalacha. When we say lahalacha that having be a mitzvah lachaveri kana chaveri, what's the reason for that? Ayitz chav lachrini. Why is it that we paskin that you could pick up something for maybe a mitzvah lachaveri? Ayitz chav lachrini. How could you pick something up for someone else? So we had Taisis pshat, which is the pshat we had discussed all along, that migudi boy zachi lenafshe zachi nami lachaveri. We passed in that sense, if you want to pick it up for yourself, you could be kainet, you could be zachar for someone else also. And therefore, you could be magmiya metzila chaveri. That is Taisis' shita. The Ramban argued, the Ramban held, that a magmiya metzila chaveri, kana chaveri works, because there's no hefsid of chav lachrini, and not making someone else lose. All it is an issue of menias harevach lachrini. So Ramban Shita is that any time there's menias harevach to other people, it's a you're allowed to be maybe a mitzia lachaveray, even without the migul. Those are the two shitas I mentioned to you yesterday. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Atshuva takes the Ramban into account. Vayis Taisis Chayshish for shitas a Ramban. So that it seems that even though they, because like Taisvis, the Ramban Shita counts also that a person could say Kimli like the Ramban.
Does the Ramban hold of the Migu as well?
I think so. I think he holds of the Migu in a case where Taifis the Bachayv, if you're a Bachayv too. It's not that he doesn't hold of the Migu. The Migu isn't Dafches. He just holds that here where it's Midi Yisarevach, that's why the Gemara is Soysim, that Midbim Tzil Chaber Kona Chaber. All right, so this is the three machlokesim we dealt with yesterday. As I told you when we started, we'll deal with seven machlokesim. So we had the three that we had the siman of Ayin Pei Tzadik, Oni Amapech B'Charara, Peya, and Tzedakah, and then the three here from Taisvis. Somebody reminded me that I had once spoken about elsewhere, about a Shaila, which is totally in this Ramban, totally in the Ramban and Taisvis. It happened that one day I was walking on 18th Avenue. I don't know if they still have. There's a used to be, or maybe it still is. SEPCO has an office there, the Southern Brooklyn Community Organization had an office, and I met one of the Kollel guys who was standing. Actually, he wasn't standing; he was sitting. A bunch of people were outside the door, and I asked him why he's standing here, and he said that. SEPCO had built then 47 apartments with government money, and it was available the next day, first come, first serve, to people below a certain income level. So he had come the night before. There were a few people there, and they, you know, it was worth it for them to sit there till 9 o'clock the next day for 14, 15 hours to, you know, he said, you know, $2,000 for 14, 15 hours. It was worth it for him that to get one of those apartments. So, I mean, he was going to switch off with his wife. I don't know what his plan was. But there was another fellow there, another person there, who also had walked by and also had asked him, why are you here? And he told him. So this person, he has a son who's also in Kyle. So he figured he'll quickly get online also. And, you know, call his son, and his son will also get one. Like, why, you know, if they're giving out free houses, why shouldn't I get a free house also, you know? So he was waiting online also. And, of course, Bishas Maisa, I didn't think about it too much. But afterwards, when I went home, I was thinking whether he's allowed to be online for his son. I mean, I don't know according to the government rules. But Api Halacha, could he be online and save a place for his son?
Maybe he pays the bills.
That's likely, but but he's still being Magbiya Metzila Chaveira. The government's not going to give him, they're not going to give him the apartment. The government's not going to give it to him. Isn't that a Magbiya Metzila Chaveira?
Huh?
Is it Chav Lacherim? They're 47. Whoever's going to be the 48th person online is out of luck. So.
It's a collective, it can be a unit or a guy?
There's probably going to be a yid. I assume that they're all yidden. This is not good to a building. You know, I don't know how they can restrict it to yidden, but mistum, they only publicize it on signs that are in Yiddish or something. They write in Yiddish public notice that we do not discriminate, but I don't know how to do it. But the question is a halacha question. In such a case, could a person get online and wait for someone else and save the place? It's going to be a mitzvah chaveray. And Taisa says it only works because migu de zachel nafshe zachel lechaveray. But here he has no migu de by zachel nafshe because he's not eligible for it. So what? Why? You're talking about only amahabech becharar. It's not a question of Aryan Abacharar because no one was there before him. He got there. If he's entitled to be there, he's the first one or the third one or the fourth one.
Is it totally free?
Not free.
It's not free. It's low. It's government subsidized. What? So if it's going Mecca Chumemkar, so what? How does that change it? By Aryan Abacharar, we had an issue if it's a Metzio or Mecca Chumemkar. I'm not concerned with Ani Amapich B'Charara because this man was there right away. There was no Ani there ahead of him. I mean, there were two or three ahead of him, but there were no 47 people there. So that wasn't the problem. It's not a problem about Ani Amapich B'Charara. The problem was whether his waiting on life for his son is going to give him the right because the Chayri is Magbiya Metzila Chavera L'Kana Chavera. The only way it can work is migu di boy zachil nafshe zachil chavre. He has no migu di boy zachil nafshe. Now, according to Reb Eliezer, he would have a double migu. Migu that he could be mafker all his nechassim, and then he'll be eligible, and he'll get it. But we don't pass that to Reb Eliezer. We don't say trey migu.
I don't know if he so, that'll work anyway.
If he's mafker all his nechassim, whether they'll make him eligible. Okay, but anyway, we don't pass the trey migu anyway. So how could he stand there?
Because he's allowed. He's not doing a kinyan on it. So let's say we're right. He's not. We don't have a migo that he buys zachul nafshe zachul chavre. But he's not trying to make the kinyan on the apartment for his son.
But he's trying to make a kinyan on the first right. There's certain rights to the apartment.
So if other people don't realize what happened, that's their problem.
If nobody says anything, it's their problem. What happens if the person behind him is a lamdin? You mean I could be Magbiya Metzila Chaveiroi without a migu if no one notices? Is that true? No, I don't think so. Can I go take paya for an ani and say, look, if no one notices, no one notices? Am I allowed to do that?
No, but over here in this case, the man, the father, wasn't kind of the apartment.
But he's claiming a right. The right goes to whoever's first. He's claiming a certain right.
But the son was actually doing the kinyan because he just.
But what about on the right? The right to it.
Okay, so people aren't aware. The right.
The right.
There's no kinyan on the right. It's the spot
online. So what's he doing? It's the spot online. All right, so he's kind of the spot online. That's Bala'ilam, the spot online. No?
What if he's made a Shliach?
What would be if he made a Shliach? You tell me. Then it's a machlaikas between. It's a machlaikas between Rashi and Taisis. That's what we learned. Right, Rashi and Taisus argue by Magbiya Metzila Chaveira Kana Chaveira, Rashi al Shlichus helps. And Taisus al Shlichus doesn't help. So according to Taisus, we pass night Taisus, the Shlichus doesn't help. Slachaira, that would be the Yetzer. But first of all, according to the Ramban, though, would be good. According to the Ramban, he could do it. Because according to the Ramban, it's only Minias HaRevach. By Minias HaRevach, you're allowed to be Magbiya Metzila Chaveira, right? So Minias HaRevach, you're allowed to So you're allowed to do it.
You
don't need migudi bayi. The Ramban is saying that you don't even have to be eligible for migudi. You don't need migudi bayi zachanash zachal chavrei if it's a metzia, if it's something that's miyasereva. So according to the Ramban, it would be okay. Now the Eitzah would seem to be, if you want someone to wait online for you, it would seem that the Eitzah is that you work l'kuli alma. Is what? If you want someone to pick up a mitzvah for you, what's the Eitzah? How do you do it? Huh? You pay him. You make him a payel. You give him a dollar. You make him your payel. Yad payel ki yad rabbi. So if you pay him to do it, then it works. Huh? If you pay him to do it. I mean, this is a number of years ago. I should find out what ended up happening in the story. I don't know what the Seif Maisa was, but... Or for this. For being Matsyah, it certainly works. So it's very nice. It's a case that illustrates the Rashi Taisus Machlaikis, the Ramban's Machlaikis with Taisus, and then the din of Yad Payel. It puts it into a Levaisa. Okay. How many years ago did I mention this story? 2 or 3 years ago. Okay, what?
Last year of the year.
A couple of years ago. Okay. See, you remember stories. Maaseh Shehaya. The problem is when things happen in front of you, you have to try to figure out which sugya it has something to do with. It's not always so easy. Alright, the last Indian here is this Indian of Yad Payel Ki Yad Rabbi. And whereas the first 6 machloiksin in the sugya that we spoke out are machloiksin rishainim, this last machloikis is a machloikis achrainim. And there's a tremendous spread between the shitas on each extreme. How to taich the sugya here. And we'll have a similar sugya on Daf Yud Beis that tells us that as long as someone is a payel, called kamad loyhod beis, a lot of quit, but kol zman he doesn't quit, yad payel is kiyad rabbi. Shani payel di yaday kiyad balabayis, Lashon Gemara. Yad payel kiyad balabayis. Now, the question is, how vite does this go? Yad payel ki yad balabayis. How far does it go? It's certainly stronger than shlichus. It's certainly stronger than shlichus. Why? Why do we know for sure payel is stronger than shlichus? Huh? No? How do you know payel is stronger than shlichus?
Because
if you made a shliach, when it's tav lachrini, he can't do it for you. That's what Taisa says. Shlichus doesn't work. And our Gemara, which shlichus doesn't work, payel works. So it's clear, the Machne Frayim begins with this. Machne Frayim, when he talks about his chiddush in Yad Payel Ki Yad Balabais, he starts with the fact that in our Gemara, by Magbiya Metzila Chaveira, shlichus does not work. Because we pass like Taisa, shlichus doesn't work. And Afal P.K., the payel could do it for you. So it's clear from our sugya that Yad Payel Ki Yad Balabais is stronger than shlichus. It works in cases where shlichus doesn't work. The way the Machne Ephraim understands this, this goes as I write, that the payel's yad is considered your yad, and it does not have restrictions of dinei shlichus. And even though if you make a guy a shliach to do something for you, a guy, as you all know, ain't shlichus la'akum, someone makes a guy a shliach to buy something for him, it's not chal. But a payel, if the guy is a payel, the Machne Ephraim holds that yad payel ki yad balabayis goes as I write, that a payel who's a guy is considered ki yad balabayis, even though there's no shlichus for a guy. In the Machne Ephraim Hilchos Shluchim Simin Yud Aleph, he goes through 4 examples of chidushim based on this. Each one is a tremendous chidush by itself. That yad payel ki yad balabayis. One example he has is if you lend someone a parah, If you lend someone a parah, you all know a shayil is chayiv on just about everything. Right? A shayil is chayiv on everything, except meisim achas halacha, and also except if it's bailov imai. If I lend someone a parah and I go along and I'm with him working together, then there's a patur of bailov imai, which is gzeiras hakasi. If I lend someone my parah and my eved, I lend someone a para and an eved, and then something happens to the para, gets stolen from the shayil. Zakhte machne Ephraim, he brings a right from a Gemara to this, but zakhte machne Ephraim, that's bailo v'imai. How's it bailo v'imai? The bailo weren't there. Yeah, but his payel was there, the eved is his payel. And since yad payel, ki yad balabayis, it's considered that the balabayis was there. The balabayis is working with him, because that's azay vay yad poil ki balabayis goes. That if my eved or my poil, I send my worker to help him use the chamar. It's as if I was there, and he's potter. It's bailavima and he's potter. A tremendous chiddush. And bailavima is a gzeres akosif. Pash pshat has to do with the goof of the bailu. We're saying now that the poil or the eved is also the goof of the bailu. Also Paiter. It's also Bailavim.
You're saying the
Poel,
Yad Poel, Yad Balabais works the same way the Yad Eved, Yad Rabboi?
Yes. The second case, he says, he has a case which is a Ravid. The Ravid had a case where someone had Tvuah, had wheat, and he did miruach on the wheat. Miruach is finishing off the pile in the silo through a guy. Now the halacha is, I think most people know that before miruach, what changes? What changes at miruach on a pile of tefillah? I thought most people know. What? No. Tefillah has to get wet for. I thought everyone knew that. It's chayv and trumas and maestris after miruach. Okay, it's chayv and trumas and maestris. Actually, this which the Velt says is chayv and trumas and maestris is half true. For sudas kvah, it's chayv and trumas and maestris earlier when it's fully grown. But for sudas arai, it becomes totally chayv and trumas and maestris even for a snack once miruach, once you finish off the pile in the silo. The Ravid says that if a guy finishes off the pile in the silo, it's also chayav etrumas and maestris. The Magen Mishnah says it's not true. He has the kash on the Ravid. He says ein shlichas la'akum. Miruach should have to be through Yisrael, and since a guyish worker ein shlichas la'akum, so if a guy does miruach, it's not machayav etrumas and maestris. It's like the Machna Ephraim. No, the Ravid meant not out shlichus. The Ravid meant out yad poel ki yad rabbi. And Mistamazai is saying that a guy did the miruach, he means you paid the guy. It's a geisha worker. Yad poel ki yad rabbi. And it's mechayiv, the miruach, in Trumas and Maestris.
And if he's not a poel, you have to do the miruach again, there's nothing left to do.
If he's not a poel,
he just did it anyway.
Yeah. So how are you going to do a miruach? I don't know how you're going to do a miruach. Yeah, achinami. So maybe it's an eitzah to not be chayiv. I don't know. That what?
Things that are done already.
That he adds afterwards. That could be the teitzah is the mechayiv and not the mice. He gives another example of this, which is similar, by Hilchas Peah. If somebody cuts a goyish worker, I hire to harvest my field. I'm potter from Peah, because the yid didn't do it. So it's the same thing with Peah. It's Yad Peah, Yad Rabbi. So even if a Peah does it, it's Chayiv and Peah. And the biggest Chiddush in the Machna Ephraim is that he says that if a Jew hires a Goyish worker to build a Makkah for him, to build a Makkah around his roof, and the guy is doing it, the guy is building the Makkah, that the yid could make a bracha on the maisa of the guy, the pillar. The guy is putting up the makkah, And the Yiddish Baal Bo stands there and he makes the bracha, Shiksham Zaisis Ivanu, on the Asi of the Makkah. And the guy does the work. And Eishlichus Lagai, Afal Pikein, Yad Poyok Yad Rabbi, Afal Pikein, it works. So this is the Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shaluchim. And the Machne Ephraim in a few other places talks about this as well. But this is his Shita. His Shita is that Yad Poyel Kiyab Alabayis is mamish. That the Poyel is like me, his hand is like my hand. More than Shlichus. We say our Shliach is, but it's more than Shlichus. There are cases where Shlichus doesn't work, and this works. Now, the Machne Ephraim himself doesn't talk about, what about Lidvar Avera? What would be the din? If you hire a Poyel to do an Avera for you. So we know Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. Why would the Machne Ephraim, according to his Shita, that the Poyel is Mamish de Balabayas, why would he hold by Lidvar Avera is unclear. But the Shar HaMelech, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumas, assumes the Kavonas the Machne Ephraim, that the same thing would be true. That if you hired a guy to do work for you, to do an Avera for you, that we would say Yeshlichus, which just takes the Machne Ephraim's Chiddush a step further. I can't say Machne Ephraim certainly holds that way. But the whole Machne Ephraim is gebayt on the idea that Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayis in our Sugya is stronger than Shlichus. If it doesn't have the limitations of Shlichus for Gai, it should have limitations of Shlichus for Aveira too. Now there's one major problem with this. The major problem is, the Shar HaMelech says this, the major problem is, on Shabbos, there are cases where you're allowed to have a Gai do Malacha for you. Shvus to Shvus. You're allowed to have a Gai do Malacha de Rabbanan. Shvus to Shvus, but what can a Hefzid is Mutta. In certain cases, or for a chayla, you could have for a chayla, you could have a guy do even malacha deraisa for tzarchi chayla. Not a chayla sheyesh by sakana, a chayla sheyim by sakana. Any woman who gives birth and she's in the hospital, she can have a guy on Shabbos do anything for her. A chayla, somebody who has a din chayla, Amir Lakum is suspended for tzarchi chayla. So Shar HaMelech says, l'chayra, that should only apply if the guy you're asking to do the things for you is not your payel. If he's your payel, if he's your worker, if somebody has a maid in the house or a nurse who's staying with a patient, now you're in trouble. Because if you say, Yad payel ki yad balabayis, and it applies even by Advar Avera, so to get a guy who's not your payel to do Shabbos Malacha for you is mutter for a chayel. But to take somebody who is your payel, suddenly it becomes a major problem. You have a nurse taking care of a patient. You have this problem that it's going to be Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, and Isurei Shabbos will attach itself to you. So this is a problem with the Shita of the Machne Ephraim. How do you get around this?
Depends how you learn the Isurei Shabbos.
Yeah?
If you learn that the Isurei Shabbos, that Malacha shouldn't be done, then it's a type of a problem. If you learn that the Isurei Shabbos, the Yid shouldn't do Malacha, maybe the Yad Poyel wouldn't.
You remember this from last year, or?
It's
very mistaken what he's saying. What?
But according to Machne Ephraim, just like in the case of the Maka, I can make a bracha. He's saying it's as if I'm building the Maka myself. But maybe the Yiddish shliach to make a Maka, I can make a bracha.
Okay, what Yankee's saying, the Beis Meir says, the Beis Meir writes, because really, if this was true, it would sort of be the end of the Machne Ephraim, because none of the place can say such a thing. If in Hilchos Shabbos we have this restriction, if that comes after the Machne Ephraim, then it would be the end of the Machne Ephraim. We would have to go with the Shitas that argue with him, because it just can't be. So the Beis Meir lived in the time of Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the Gedolei HaPaiskim. Beis Meir says that if you learn Isurei Shabbos is a din in the that a guf of a Yisrael has to rest. It's a din that a Yid's guf has to rest from Malacha on Shabbos. A din in the guf of the Yid. It's not a din that Malacha shouldn't be done on Shabbos. It's a din that the guf of a yid has to rest. The guf of a guy could do malacha. The guf of a Yisrael has to rest. If you understand that that's the definition of Yisuri Shabbos, then the Shar Melech's taina wouldn't be a taina. Because on Shabbos, it's taka different. On Shabbos, the din is the guf Yisrael has to rest. If you get a guy to do malacha, even if it's your payel, even if there would be shlichus lakum on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem because of the fact that it's Hilchas Shabbos has its own geder. It's a geder of Shamru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos. It's a geder of Klal Yisrael having to rest. And as long as the Guf Yisrael rests, a Lamdish of Malacha, it won't count. In Lamdish, it's like you did Malacha. On Shabbos, that won't matter. This says the Beis Meir. Eved is a definition of Eved.
It's not an Eved. He's saying that Yad Eved, Yad Ha'apot, Yad Ha'apot, is so mavish to a point where it's as if I'm doing the act myself.
The answer is that a Poel doesn't have all Dine Eved. A Poel doesn't get it. Avdecha is not a din that it's as if you did it yourself. Just like Behemtecha is not a din as if you did it yourself. The same thing, Avdecha is not a din as if you did it yourself. The Torah is mechayiv you to watch the shmira of your behemoth and your avod, so that you have to watch. That's shvisas avdai. Even by avdecha, if the eved does malacha, it's not like the adon did malacha. If the eved does malacha, the adon wasn't chayiv. It's chayiv on shvisas avdai. It's not chayiv on malacha. If his behemoth rips grass or his behemoth does a malacha, it's not as if he did the malacha. He's Emma Shvisa's Bank. There's no shaykhis.
That's why strength is the question.
It doesn't strengthen. It has because zero shaykhis.
Even though I'm obligated on my goof that I should watch my goof, if my Eved, who is not like I do.
You're not obligated on your Eved. It's a separate. Shmir Shabbos doesn't go on Avodah. It's a separate pasuk of Shvisa's Avdai. But we're talking about the Lamites Malachas that doesn't go on your Eved. Lamites Malachas are Malachas in which a person brings a carbon. If your Eved does Malacha, you don't bring a carbon. If your behemoth does malacha, you don't bring the carbon. The shvis is behemta, shvis is avdai, and there's malacha. They're two different dinim of Shabbos. It's like kiddush is a separate din, shvis is avdai, shvis is behemta, a separate dinim on Shabbos. Akoparim, this is the sheet of the Machne Ephraim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Agois to the Machne Ephraim, which were printed fairly recently, seems to be maskim to most of what the Machne Ephraim learns, but only Lagabi Dine Mamin. Linyane Mamin, he's masking. Let's say the case of Bailovimai, which is a Mamanistic Adin. In Mamanistic Adinim, Rabbi Kiva Eger is masking to the Machne Ephraim that the Poel is Mamish Kiyad Balabais. But by mitzvahs, he's not masking. He says by mitzvahs, he writes very bekitzer. But he just says, Loi Matzinu, the Lashon is Loi Matzinu, that a person could be made for Nidre Yishtai through his pile. Why he picks the example of Mefer Nidre Yishtai, I'm not sure. But he says, we don't find that you could do things that have to do with mitzvahs, Isurim, or mitzvahs, of Shabbos, or anything in the mitzvahs, that you could do it through a guy. So mitzvahs are different. And mitzvahs and averus, this says, are different. Dine Mamin, I'm asking. In a moment, it sounds like he's masking to the side of the Machne Ephraim that the yad of the Eved is Kiyad Rabbi Mamish.
What is the side of the Machne Ephraim? Doesn't the Gemara say Yad Rabbi Mamish?
We'll see in a minute that not everyone interprets the Gemara this way. Such a big chiddush that's Kiyad Lagabi everything. The Gemara says Lagabi Kinyanim.
So
what does
it mean that he's agreeing to the
aside
of the Machne Ephraim?
La Fuke, the sheet is that I have not yet spoken at, which I'd like to get to. Okay, I will see. There's one big kash on the Machne Ephraim. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph, which is where we spoke this out last year. The Gemara in Gittin has a case of Nasan Get Biyad Avda. A man puts a get in the hands of an eved of the wife. Nosan get biyad avda. And he wants that the woman should be kind of the get through the fact that he put the get on the hand of the eved, or on the guf of the eved. So the Gemara says, eved is chotzer ma'alechesu. It's a chatz ba'alechas. I'm going to say he's standing. So the Gemara says, "Kol shilu mahalach leikano, I mit v'yeshem leikano." Just what?
Time.
So Gemara answers, "Tayama." That if you tie up the eved kafsay, just like we had here by the behema on Tesavet Beis, if you tie up the eved and then you put the get on top of the eved, so then you're kind of with a kinyan chatzar. The woman is kind of the get because of the. If you type the Eved, just like if you type the Behemah in the previous sugya, kafsa, so then you're kind. Chayra, according to the Chayra Tshver, that if you hold Yad Payol, Kiyab Balabayas Mamish, so just like if you put the get in the woman's hand, she's kind and she's Megureshes. The same thing should be true if you put the get in the hands of the Eved. The Eved is like is a payel, is it more than a payel? But certainly at least like a payel. So if you hold Yad Payel as Kiyad Dalabayis, so if you put the get in her in her Eved's hand, so it should be the other, it should be a good get. So this is a kasha which the Nesivis asks on the Machna Ephraim. The Nesivis is Kuf Peches Aleph. The Nesivis asks Rav Shimon here in I think it was Simon Yud, also asked this kasha, that from get, from the fact in Ikfusa, in getting over there, it's a raya, that there's not true yet, Bal Yad Payel's Mamish Gia Balabais.
Why is it ever like a payel? Evidence is like a
but evidence, if anything, is more like a payel than
the Evid is Maisel should be Yuchs back to the Bal. The Evid does something more than the
Mitzias Avdai v'shevchasei
ha'ivrim. That's Mitzias because it's kind. It's anything that the Eved is kind of. It goes back to the Baal. The Rabbi. It doesn't...
You're never saying the Mitzias... According to the Machna Ephraim, it's not for the Machna Ephraim.
Even looking at the Machna Ephraim, why should you say the Eved is a chen?
Like Payel is more than an Eved. But if I pay a Payel, so then... If I pay a payel, then it's my mice, and if I pay an Eved, it's not.
It's a machine you have.
Why? Eved can do kinyan for himself. Eved can do kinyan.
For
himself,
and
Eved can do kinyan.
It's not that the mice is good. It's a handle that Eved's coin. They said that Eved's coin first, and it was the Baal, and Eved is coin for the Baal.
Eved can make kinyan.
But that's because the Eved can make a kinyan, then it's going to go back to the Baal. That's that he's making a kinyan for a Baal.
Yeah, but why should Eved be less than a payel? You're telling me it's a chayfetz. I'm telling you it's not a chayfetz. You see he can make a kinyan, and he can go to the store and buy things for me.
That's because he's not a literal, he has some das, but there's no...
So once he has das, he can do kinyanim for me, so why can't he have the kayach of a payel to do kinyanim?
It's shat that he does kinyanim for you.
It's yes, Avdai is laden.
But he's kind of something himself. Once it belongs to him, it belongs to the other.
So once he has enough das to do kinyanim, why can't he be a payel? Why should he have the kayach of a payel?
The payel you have for the ma'aser, the eved you have for the eved. It's not, now we're going to have the eved for the
ma'aser. It's hard to understand that an eved should be less than a payel. I have a payel can quit on me and his hand is like my hand. And if he builds a mica, I can make a bracha. If he's my eved who can't quit, then I can't make a bracha.
You hire a payel for the ma'aser, you hire the eved. I'm
hiring for his work. Why did I buy an Eved? I bought an Eved. It could work for me.
So
I didn't buy it because I want to own.
But it's him that you can do whatever you want. A pile is specific.
Yeah, it's not a painting that I want to hang up on the wall. I bought him so he should do his work. No? Right? I don't see. At any rate, the Nesivis is this kasha. And because of this kasha, the Nesivis has a different Hagdara in Yad Payel. Kiyad Rabbi. Rav Shimon has a third Hagdara. Rav Shimon's Hagdara, we're going to leave. For Daf Yud Beis. In the meantime, we'll learn the Nesivis. Nesivis learns, says the following. He says, there are two types of Kinyan Hagbah. We know a typical Hagbah is that you pick something up, you lift it up. We learned, again, last year in Gittin, we had, the Nesivis says that Hagbah, you don't actually have to lift it up. If you just put your hand out, and it's more than three tefachim, or one tefach, each sheet of the height, off the ground, or off the table, and somebody puts something in your hand, that's hagbah also. You don't have to go like this. Even though usually a Masada Kedushin is pick it up, he's being chayshish, there was a Sefer HaMakneh that argued with the Nesivis. But the Ikra is like the Nesivis, that once you're holding it at a certain height, that's also hagbah. There are two types of hagbah. One where you actually lift it, and one where you're holding it in place. So the Nesivis, that when an Eved picks up something and he's kind of for his own, it's not like the Machne Ephraim says, that the Eved's hand is my hand. It's considered that this thing got picked up because of me. If something gets picked up because of me, that's also Hagbah. For example, we had the case of an elephant. Somebody wants to do the Gemara. Gemara says, how do you do Hagbah on an elephant? So the Gemara says certain words. It's not clear what the Gemara means. Tysus learns it means you get up on a ladder, I guess, and you hold the food high up, and the elephant jumps to get the food. So that jumping, that's Hagbah. I didn't pick up the elephant. But if something is lifted up, machamasi, because of me, that's also Hagbah. If it's lifted up, machamasi. Or Rashi learned there that you make a ramp, and you hold the food in front of the elephant, and you lead the elephant up a ramp. It's also, I didn't pick up the elephant. I led it up a ramp. If I lead it up a ramp, that's Hagbah. Hagbah could be either with the hand of the balabayis, or machmas habalabayis, machamasi. Yad Payel ki Yad Rabbi doesn't mean that the Eved's hand is my hand. It just means that whatever the Eved does, or the Payel does, he's doing machmasi. He's doing because of me. He's my worker. What I tell him to do, he does. So when I tell an Eved, work for me, and he picks up a mitziah, he's picking it up because of me. The difference is that whatever I do with my hand, I don't have to lift it 3 tefachim. I could just hold it 3 tefachim. But when something is lifted because of me, it has to actually be lifted. The pill, the elephant, actually has to move up 3 tefachim. When the Eved does something because of me, he has to be Magbiya Metzia. He actually has to pick it up 3 tefachim. It's not enough that he's holding it over 3 tefachim. Me, myself, the Balabayis, if I hold it over 3 tefachim, it's also Hagbah. When my Eved, my Behema, anything that I cause Hagbah, it has to actually be lifted up 3 tefachim. In the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara's case where a person is puts a get on an Eved and wants that the Isha should be Nikna, there the person putting it there wanted it should be kind of a Kinyan Chatzim. That means he put it on the Eved. Now in Achinami, if the Eved lifts it up 3 tefachim and you hold Hagbah works by a get, which in Sivis holds Hagbah works, so then in Achinami, if the Eved will pick it up 3 tefachim, Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabba, it'll work. It's a Mishnah. Maybe a Mitzvah Eved V'Shivcha. I find the Mitzvah Shavala Bayis. The Gemara there, though, is talking not out Kinyan Hagbah. It's talking out Kinyan Chatzim, which means the Eved's not picking it up. He's just holding it up. It's being placed onto the lap of the Eved or the hand of the Eved. The Eved's not lifting it. With the Eved's not lifting it, there's no Yad Poel Ki Yad Bala Bayis. For that to be a Hagbah, it has to actually be lifted 3 tefachim. And that's why in the sugya, in Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph, it doesn't work. You know why? Because in that sugya, there was no Hagbah. There was no Maisa Hagbah. Machmas the Baila. So that's why the Gemara in Gittin talks about Kiyah Chatzim. Our Gemara is talking, will you actually lift it up? Will you actually lift it up? We say Yad Payel Kiyah Balabayas. So the Nesivis is a step less than the Machne Ephraim. The Siva says that's not true, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, Mamish, that his hand is my hand and everything he does is like I did. Not Emes. There's no Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, Mamish. No. It's not a case of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, Mamish. It's just that whatever the Poyel does, since Poyelim listened to me, so it's as if he did it, Machamasi. I'm a goyim for it to happen, which is enough by Kinyanim. Because by Kinyanim, you see, if I lift the elephant up, it's good enough. Or if I call an animal and it comes running to me, that's a Mashicha. You see back in Yonim, a Mashicha Machamasei, Hagbah Machamasei is good enough. That's why Yad Poel Ki Abalabai is, because it's happening because of me. That's the Shita of the Nesivis. Nesivis would not agree that if I lend someone my Parah and my Poel, that it's Bailavimai. It's not Bailavimai. He's doing it because of me, but he's not me. Not Mamish Me. The Machne Ephraim holds he's Mamish Me, fair for Dinan. And the Siva says, no, he's doing things because of me. And that's the extent of the of the Yapoel Ki Aval Bais. So this is sugya number 7 here. We have, as I told you at the beginning of the week, we're going to have these 7 in Yonim to hopefully remember. So I hope you'll chazer it well. We're going to move on to the next Mishnah on Sunday. As soon as you learn the Mishnah, you'll remember the Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't know how much time we'll spend on it, but stay ahead of me.